Right now with Rob Halford of Judas Priest, the metal god, one of the top front men in the metal business. And let me start off a little bit on a somber note. I want to give you my sincere condolences with the loss of Ozzy. I mean, that was just something that I know affected you tremendously as well, the rest of all of us here. And I like what you said about, you know, it's good to keep talking about him because it keeps him alive. And you know what? And he will, as I mentioned on the air all the time, spiritually, I mean, physically, he's gone. Spiritually, he'll outlive all of us, you know. And I got to interview him a few times, too. And also just a heartbreaking moment, just watching the funeral procession with Sharon. Just broke my heart because there's a woman who I've met a bunch of times and probably one of the strongest women in the business I've ever met. You don't mess with Sharon Osbourne. I got news for you. And to see her that broken and sad, I'll start to get choked up now even talking about it. But
we're still grieving, aren't we? We're still grieving. It's still fresh. It's still raw. You know, we're still trying to make sense of it all. And it's so cool to hear you say these beautiful words about your friendship with him as far as doing interviews and, as importantly, playing his music. Because as we've all understood in these past days, that the music is resonating more than ever. Your solo career, obviously what it did with Sabbath, you know. These eternal flames that we have living with us, whether it's Ozzy, whether it's Ronnie, whether it's Lemmy, they're always with us. And you guys keep them alive at 99 as much as all of our beautiful rock and roll stadiums. Yeah.
With Ozzy is that when I see a lot of clips on social media, you can't help laughing. The guy was a funny guy. I mean, his antics and all of his stuff. So every time you see it, it's bittersweet. You know, you look, oh, man, shit, the guy's gone. You know, it's like, you know, but boy, was that funny seeing that bit that he did. And just all the way he was.
The joy that he's left us. The joy that he's left us, the memories that he's left us, the fact that we can watch him anytime we want on the internet or whatever. We can listen to his music anytime we want. That's the legacy of the man. Beyond the music, he was just a beautiful, kind, giving, caring, sharing man that did so many beautiful things.
He seemed like a very simple guy.
Yeah, absolutely.
He wasn't a lot to him.
Yeah,
you know, what you saw is what you get.
And that's exactly what it is.
For him, yeah. Too.
I think everybody felt you could be a friend. Ozzy was your friend, you know, even if you never met the guy.
Yeah.
He had this endearing quality that drew you to him. And you grew up with him, particularly through the Osbourne shows on MTV. He came into everybody's lives beyond the music. The music was already established. But to see him in that home life with the family, it just made the connection even stronger.
And it was priceless to begin with. You know, my mother's side of the family is all from England. My mom was born in Reading, and she was a war bride, came over, you know, after the Second World War. So a lot of the English dialogue and the way they would expressions. I mean, I picked on it all. I mean, Sharon Osbourne sort of reminded me of one of my aunts in England, the way they would talk and everything, and just beautiful people. It was just a lot of fun. And so they swear a lot. I do, too. So why not?
That's what made it even more real, because everybody went, look, you know, that family is just like my family. And that was pretty groundbreaking. What they did was the first of its kind in terms of reality TV. Nobody else had done it.
20 years ago. Over 20 years ago.
Crazy.
On the album Invincible Shield, which came out last year, right? There's a song on there, which I think is a very moving song, called The Giants in the Sky. Which kind of talks about a lot of the falling heroes. I know you mentioned Ronnie James Dio. I interviewed him, a bunch of guys. One of the sweetest men I ever met in my life. Just a wonderful guy. And it was sad when he passed. That was back in 2010. And the other folks that you mentioned, and now Ozzy being a part of this as well. It's got to be an incredible song to hear. And I can't wait to hear it when you guys come out here. I'm sure you'll be doing it.
We felt that it was a great way to show our love as a band for all of these greats that have moved on to this next place, that their music lives forever. And the video idea came together as we were preparing to go out on the Shield of Painter. We wanted to put Giants into the set because we felt the dynamic was right to put it at that part of the show, because right afterwards you've got Painkiller. We go from Giants to Painkiller, you know. That's a big leap dynamically, and it's just incredible to experience that. But, of course, you know, we'd already been playing that song, and then I get this news, and then the next day we got a show, and I said, quickly, we've got to put Ozzy on the video at the end of the show, which we were able to do day after he passed. And he'll be with us on that screen wherever we take him. But it's a great song. It's a great song. The lyrics of that song talk about Ozzy now and all of those other incredible people that have left us, but their music remains here solidly on brand. You know?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll tell you, that's I'm looking forward to it. Let's just mention the show, and this is going to be a great show. This double bill of Alice Cooper and Judas Priest. I don't think you've played the amphitheater. It's a new theater. It's 5 years old. That's in Bridgeport.
Okay.
I don't think we've played it. It's. I was just there last night with Britt Floyd and Get the Let Out. Two great cover bands there with Pink Floyd and Led Zeppelin, and it's a beautiful venue. You're gonna freaking love this.
That's great, man. That's great. We like I said, we've played just about every joint in the United States. But to think that new buildings are being made for music, there you go.
That's exactly, Rob. That's what this is. This was an old baseball stadium, all right, uh-huh. which is very active. So they didn't slap a coat of paint on it. They renovated the whole place. I'll be there. I can't wait to see you there. Just to see the whole backstage area. It's perfect for load in, load out. The artists always come back. They love playing there. So you're going to definitely enjoy yourself. And it'll be great to see
Alice. I'm stoked. I'm buzzed. I'm buzzing already. I can't wait to get there. Absolutely.
Alice,
we go way back with you guys in Connecticut and in that part of the east of the U.S. So it's like a reunion. It's a reunion.
Yeah,
we have
absolutely.
So many fans, so many friends, you know. That's the joy where we're at.
New Haven Coliseum. You played Hartford Civic Center. Yeah. You played
every
the Oakdale
place.
Theater. I mean, you've been all over the place.
Every place. Yeah. So coming back is a little bit like coming home in the way that we reunite with our incredible fans that have been supporting us with their love and for this band for all these years. And potentially the new metal maniacs that are going to come. Ah, what's this band Judas Priest? What's this band Alice Cooper? Corrosion of Conformity. Are they good? I'm going to check them out, you know?
Yeah, that's right. I want to say there's a third band, Corrosion of Conformity. So it's a
triple with Pepper. Great band. Really great.
Yeah, that's going to be good. You know, Alice is a great guy. I remember interviewing him back in the early, like 1990. And I'm a golfer. I like to play golf. I'm not any good. But we were talking about that off air. And we're about to go on. He goes, hey, listen, whatever you do, just don't mention golf right now. I don't want any of my fans to know about it. This is 1990. Well, right now, I think he's a spokesman for Galloway. But
yes, change. And now, thank goodness we've got through all that clutter of you can't say this, you can't say that, you can't do this, you can't do that. That's all gone, you know. Now it's as it should be.
Exactly.
And he's a wonderful man when he starts talking about his stories, especially when he talks about Elvis and he talks about the president.
Right, yes, Elvis gave him a gun or something. They had involved a gun, a pistol.
Oh man, I don't know if he's ever done an autobiography. If anybody needs a biop. You know, we've had the Queen one, we've had the Elton John one, we've had the Motley Crue one. Let's do one for Alice, you know, because his life is just remarkable.
Well, you know, it was back in the day, it was 65 to 1975, Laurel Canyon, California. That was the happening place of a lot of eclectic musicians. I mean, there's pictures of Alice Cooper and Groucho Marx hanging out together. They were friends. I mean, it was bizarre. You know, Boris Karloff would be hanging out with Stephen Stills. It's like
unbelievable.
It was crazy, but it was such a cool time of music.
And the fact that the music that he's making is still as strong as ever. He just dropped a new album. He's a solo album. He just dropped a new Alice Cooper record with some of his original band members who I was hanging out with about 2 weeks ago in London when we played the O2 together, you know. This is a trip, man. You've got to come and see the show. It's an event.
I can't wait.
It's never going to happen again.
And to see you guys, I've been a disc jockey almost almost 50 years, just a couple years younger than you. So I remember around 1970, 1980, what was the album that came in? British Steel.
British Steel.
I remember when that came in. Uh-huh. And that, to me, at least as far, I thought it was a huge breakthrough in America. I mean, this was the album, like, holy shit, listen to these guys. I mean, that was rock. That was great, great heavy metal. And then right after that, British Steel, Point of Entry, A Biker's Anthem is on that, Head Not in the Highway, Screaming for Vengeance. I mean, these are all become classics for sure.
And they're part of the American fabric in culture, yeah. You know. I mean, they're in everybody's lives, and that's what we're going to be doing when we come to see you. We're still going to be living after midnight together, and we're still going to be breaking the law together.
Yeah,
you know, we're still going to be screaming for vengeance and all of those other great songs that are part of so many people's lives here in the States. That's great when music gets into your life story.
It does.
And that's what makes coming together like we're about to do soon. That's what makes it even more special, you know. You're reliving some moments. It's like a time machine. It's a time machine, you know.
Well, and as I get older and been, you know, it was, I remember it would change my life. And I bet it was you too. It was me in the United States. It was February 1964 on the Ed Sullivan Show, seeing the Beatles. From there, it changed my life. I was only 10 years old. But from there, I said, this is it. You know, I started a band, but nobody knew how to play instruments. So I got in a radio. I could play air guitar really good. I can't do anything else. So that was the second best. But it was then. It was a turning point. And then from that's all it's been. So music, like you guys, it's fabric of my life. That's my life fabric. I remember when these songs came out. I remember what I was doing. I remember going out and partying. I don't do that anymore. I've been on the straight and narrow for almost maybe as long as you.
That's great, man. That's great.
You got to do it.
You can still party without the other stuff. That's for sure. But hey, you know, this is such a good time we're having together.
It is.
I got to go and talk to some other friends in rock and roll, but I just want to thank you, Chaz, and everybody for doing what you've done for Priest, and looking forward to seeing you soon.
You know what? I love doing this interview because instead of being on the phone, I can actually sit and talk with you. I feel like we just became pals.
That's it. That's it. You know what? Friend for life. Friends for life. And that's what we do.
And the venue is 10 minutes from where I'm sitting right now, so I will see you.
Perfect.
Let me get the date on that. It's
perfect.
The 23rd.
23rd.
September 23rd at the Hartford Healthcare Amphitheater in Bridgeport. Alice Cooper, Judas Priest, Confusion of Conformity, triple bill. Don't miss it. And I will
You said all the words that need to be said. Thank you, my friend. I love you, brother.
I love you,
Priest,
man.
Is back. We'll see you soon.
See, we'll see you that Tuesday.
All right. See you there.
God bless you.
Bye-bye, man.